night in the pits with that heavy beat, coke after coke.
We just heard. What are you gonna do? The summer set. I tell myself, Mono 45. The Seeds. And before that, Coldest Night of the Year, unreleased single as Twice as Much and Vashti, 1966, by Vashti Bunyan. Before that, Hey Hey Boy by The Spiders. And before that, Sounds of the Zodiac, Gordon Staples and the Motown Strings. Georgie Porgy by Joanne Jackson and The Dreams from the album Share My Joy. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. More music now.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Thank you. WFMU Fundraising Marathon, 800-989-9368 is the number to call. Pledge online at WFMU.org. We're going to give away this book about lead belly at the bottom of the hour. Pledge $20 or more to get in the running. Let's hear another, a topical number from lead belly. Right now, Weekly World Blues, WFMU. I'll be back to introduce my co-host momentarily.
Again, I didn't understand it at that time. Take it easy. Yes, yes, Mr. Hitler. Hitler started out in 1932. Hitler started out in 1932. When he started out, he took the home from the Jews. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. When Hitler started out, he took the Jews from their home. Hitler started out, took the Jews from their home. That's one thing, Mr. Hitler, you know you done wrong. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. You ain't no iron. You ain't no solid rock. You ain't no iron. what we making people say, Miss Dilla, you is got to stop. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. Miss Hitler, we're gonna tear your playhouse down. Miss Hitler, oh, we're gonna tear your playhouse down. You've been flying mighty high, but you're on your last go round. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground someday. Is it love? You know you ain't so keen. Is it love? You ain't so keen. But we making people say you're the biggest liar they ever seen. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down. We're gonna tear Hitler down someday. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground. We're gonna bring him to the ground.
Noted anti-fascist Hoodie Ledbetter there, Leadbelly, singing the Hitler song.
I'm going to tear his playhouse down.
They're gonna play.
He deserved to have it torn down.
Room by room.
Yes.
We're going to tear down your bunker. I'm here. What is this? What's going on?
Yeah,
this
I feel like we just did this, but something is slightly different, and I can't place it.
You know the tables are turned.
Yes.
Name.
Yes, they have.
So it's the 2025 WFMU fundraising marathon. I'm here with my co-host Nate the K of Burn It Down fame.
Glad to be here, Matt.
So glad to have you here, Nate.
I'm happy to return the favor.
Yeah. We get another reprieve, another hour of good time.
The people wanted it. The people are getting
it. Yeah, that's right. And even if they didn't want it, they're still getting it. And some lucky person will get this remarkable new book that we're giving away as a prize at the bottom of the hour. It's called Bring Judgment Day, Reclaiming Leadbelly's Truths from Jim Crow's Lies. And it sort of sets the record straight on a lot of the myth-making about Lead. It's mostly about Leadbelly's sort of relationship with John Lomax. But
right.
But rather than try and explain it to you, I'm just going to read the last paragraph of the introduction of the book, which gets it pretty well. And I quote, Bring Judgment Day is structured around the relationship of Hoodie Ledbetter and John Lomax, primarily between 1933 and 1935, while also drawing on the historical record of Ledbetter's life from 1889, when he was born, to the mid-1930s, when he and his wife, Martha Promise Ledbetter, by then independent of John Lomax, permanently relocated to New York City. Ultimately, though, this book is Ledbetter's. The Lomaxes, for better or worse, played an important role in bringing his music to new audiences, but it was Ledbetter himself who rose to this opportunity and challenge, as he had so often in the past, and then moved beyond it. As a performer, he was a link between the past and the future, a collector and promoter of America's tremendously diverse musical heritage, and an innovator whose creative drive played a vital role in shaping the foundation not only of modern American culture, but also of world culture. To truly understand that culture, a fresh look at the early history of this important American musician is essential today more than ever, as political pressure is building to limit and even criminalize efforts to teach evidence-based history of the nation's past, a book that re-examines the life and legacy of Hoodie Ledbetter in the broader context of the United States' social, political, and legal systems is especially timely.
That sounds essential.
It's a great book. It's very scholarly, but very readable. I mean, like, almost half the book is footnotes.
Right.
Which is kind of great because, yeah. I mean, this author, Sheila Curran Bernard, she's a professor at the SUNY Albany.
Uh-huh.
But she really dug into all kinds of county records, prison records, and really, the book really makes you think a lot about the kind of stupid myth-making that goes along, that goes on as relates to the blues, which is sort of, this show is a lot of things, but it's also, I think, like, hopefully, like, an antidote.
I was just going to say that.
To that sort of paternalistic and often just flat-out racist kind of myth-making. And it's about who gets to make those myths,
right.
You know?
We won't talk about it on the air because we don't have that much time, but I got another book for you along those lines I'll tell you about when this is over.
All right. Yes, yeah. the Weekly World Blues Book Club is in session. So,
1-800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. Operators are standing by.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the area code, which is 800.
Anyone who pledges $20 from the beginning of this show until we give it away is eligible to win that book. Is that correct?
Correcto mundo.
Excellent.
And then we have a grand prize to give away at the end of the show, which is a three-pack, a variety pack of LPs, reissues from the Third Man label. We got Lightnin' Hopkins Strums the Blues, which is a reissue of a reissue of some of his work for the Aladdin label in the late 40s. We got the Memphis Jug Band, sort of a greatest hits thing, and Mississippi John Hurt, the early recordings of Mississippi John Hurt. $75 or more gets you in the running to win all three of those LPs at the end of the show. $75 or more also gets you my premium, which is called Film Flam. If you go to our playlist tonight at WFMU.org, you can see the amazing cover art by the great Bill Graff and the track listing. It's sort of blues and blues adjacent music. It sort of covers the same ground as the show. For film buffs, each song has like a particular relationship to a film. It's a pretty good batch of films too. Like none of them are, I don't think any of them are awful. They're all worth watching.
I've been going through the list trying to see how many I've seen, and the ones that I've seen I think are great.
Let me just list them. We got Stroitzek, Werner Herzog's Stroitzek, Baby Doll, Pink Flamingos.
Fantastic.
Blue Collar.
Great movie.
We got two tracks from the movie Blow Up.
Oh, I didn't even notice that,
The Fugitive Kind, starring Marlon Brando. Had to get one Elvis in there, so
sure.
We got a track from King Creole. Lookout Sister, which is like a Louis Jordan
I don't know
sort
that
of
one.
Musical. Yeah. That's a good one. You may have seen the clip. We have the song Early in the Morning, and there's a clip of Louis Jordan and his timpani, the whole band, and they're all in cowboy outfits.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. We got The Harder They Come, The Servant, which is an amazing...
I've never seen that.
That's an amazing Joseph Losey movie with Dirk Bogarde and James Fox, written by Harold Pinter.
Oh, wow.
And has a nightclub cameo by Davy Graham.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So it's British.
It's British, yeah, from early 60s. Black Caesar, in the Heat of the Night. Two tracks from Blow Up, as I mentioned. So you got, like, songs that are on the film soundtrack. You got people covering well-known sort of soundtrack songs. To wit, Mickey Baker doing the Third Man theme.
I love his version.
Jackie Me Too and the Soul Brothers doing From Russia With Love. We might have to hear that one later. Film score stuff. You got some of Herbie Hancock's business from Blow Up. I'm not going to list all the movies, but you can, if you go to the homepage, you can see. Anyway,
and Repo Man.
Yeah, that's sort of a bonus track.
Oh, I love it.
We definitely can't.
Love it.
We can't play that one on the radio.
No.
You get the Cy Richardson.
The Cy Richardson. Yeah,
from Repo Man.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
These guys asked me to be their manager. 800-989-9368. Get some phones ringing. Get in the running. We're going to give that prize away in about the Lead Belly book in about 10 minutes. Let's hear one more from Lead Belly that you just might remember, and then we'll hear something from the premium, and we'll come back and give away the Lead Belly book.
Lots of people to thank, too. It's quite lively in here.
Oh, yeah. Let's thank a few people, and then we'll hear another Lead Belly track.
Okay. Let's see. We've got Morgan in Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Morgan.
Ken in Hyde Park.
Thanks, Ken.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. It's Choggle in Hookley, Texas, but I'm going to say Chugle in Hookley, Texas.
Yeah, we like to Chugle.
Yes, we do. Larry in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Thank you, Larry.
Matt in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Thank you, Matt.
And there are a number of people who have pledged since the show has begun that are eligible to win.
All right, well, I'll
not
tell
only
you
your prize, but your premium. So how about we save those for a little bit?
We'll save those for a little bit. Let's hear one more Lead Belly song, something from the premium. We'll come back, thank those people, and give one of them the prize. Here's a song you might recognize from somebody else who did it.
An olden time years ago, when you put a man in prison behind the bars and jailhouse. If you had 15 or 25 or 30 dollars, you could save from the gallows pole, cause you go hanging if you don't bring up a little money. And everybody would come to the jailhouse, the boy was ran upside the jail. He was married too. Ask for who bring him something. Father come, but here come his mother. But he didn't bring me silver, but he didn't bring me the gold. I didn't bring with your mother, keep him up together, let's go, yeah. What did you do? Yeah. What did you do? I didn't bring me, keep him up together, let's go. Then I brought some silver, then I brought some gold, then I brought you everything, keep him up together, let's go, yeah. I brought it, yeah. I brought it. I brought you, keep from the gallows pole. Here come his wife. His wife brought all kind of plow points and old trade chains. Everything in the world she could to get him out of his jailhouse. Why did you bring me the silver? Why did you bring me the gold? Why did you bring me to your wife? Keep him from the gallows pole, yeah. What did you do? Yeah. What did you do? Why did you bring me? Keep from the gallows
we'll be right back.
Nate the Keg.
Matt, I am delighted to inform you that at least in Jersey City, the blues is apparently still number one. So, I mean, it is just popping off in here. It's wonderful.
Well, we got the John Spencer Blues Explosion checking in.
Well, lots of others are checking in, too. To sustain that theory that the blues are number one.
Yeah, that was the Yardbirds with, I think, maybe the nastiest thing they ever recorded. Yeah. Stroll On. That's the song they're doing in the nightclub scene in Blow Up, where you see Jeff Beck sort of at his most Nigel Tufnel looking, getting irritated because the amp's not working right. And then he eventually just destroys it, smashes his guitar, throws it into the audience.
I read somewhere that they wanted the Who for that scene,
uh-huh.
and the Who were like, no. So they got the Yardbirds and were like, will you destroy your equipment?
That probably made
Jeff, I love the Who.
That probably made that, Jeff yeah. Beck like extra pissed
right,
off.
Right,
like,
right.
All right, you want me to destroy my equipment? Here you go. Yeah, that's one of two songs from Blow Up. You also get one of Herbie Hancock's funky blues from the score. And we heard Lead Belly with the Gallows Pole, thereby making the Jimmy Page connection here on Weekly World Blues. We're about to give away this book, Bring Judgment Day, Reclaiming Lead Belly's Truth from Jim Crow's Lies. I'd like to thank the author of this book, Sheila Curran Bernard, who I emailed to tell her that I enjoyed the book and would she be interested in furnishing a copy to FMU for the marathon. And she was absolutely delighted and facilitated Cambridge University Press shipping a copy overseas
in time
for the marathon. So thank you so much, Sheila. And thanks for writing this wonderful book. Whoever gets this, you're going to enjoy it. If you're a student of history, too, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of rabbit holes you could go down just from the footnotes, you know? Like any great biography, it's not
just
about the
subject. It's a blues bibliography itself. Yeah.
Yes, but it's also about the times that he grew up in. So let's thank some people and let's send this book, hopefully not back overseas, but...
So we've got
cheaper shipping.
Michael in, I don't know, you're from Massachusetts. Am I pronouncing this correctly? Waterton? Or is it like Waterton?
I'm afraid not Watertown.
Oh, really? It is Watertown.
Yeah,
oh,
that's wow. where okay. they finally got the marathon bomber guys.
Oh, that's where they caught him? All right.
Shootout was, yeah.
We've got our very own Evan Funk Davies.
Oh, thank you, Evan Funk Davies.
He says, wow. See you downstairs at 8.
maybe not right at 8, right, but yeah. As soon afterwards as possible, yeah.
We've got Tom in West Hurley, New York. He says, hey, Matt and Nate, many thanks for being the only entertaining and enlightening Weekly World Blues. The real world blues, not so much. Good luck with the marathon.
Thanks a lot.
Yes. And he is in the running as well. We've got Mark G. in Lothian, Maryland.
Thank you,
checking
Mark.
Checking in with a very, very generous pledge.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark.
And says, the Weekly World Blues is the Mount Rushmore of online radio shows. So you're not on Mount Rushmore.
So I'm like
Mount Rushmore.
This is like a four.
There's four of you.
It's a four-headed radio show. Yeah.
And he's also in the running for our grand prize. Peter in Brooklyn. Says,
Thank you,
Matt. Love the show. And in the running for the grand prize, Samuel in Brooklyn. He said he never listened before, but he's loving the Lead Belly.
So that's fantastic.
I think he pledged twice, in fact.
Oh, wow.
He's now in the running. We've got
Pat
in D.C.
Thanks, Pat.
In the running for the book. And we got some late-breaking pledges from the previous program, one of which was actually extremely generous, a Swag for Life pledge.
Oh, nice.
So that's fantastic. That was Julian in New York City, New York.
Thanks, Julian.
Hey,
thanks a lot. I'm trying to do my Iggy Pop. A friend of mine met him once and was like, oh, Iggy, he was all flustered, you know, but like, oh, I love the Stooges, I love, you know, you're so great, blah, blah, blah. And Iggy goes, oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard an Iggy Pop impression. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I do get Larry fine, but we'll save that for another future marathon.
Christine in, I think this is Emus, Pennsylvania.
Emus.
Yes. Do you want to... I think we should give it away.
Let's give away the Lead Belly book because we still got a lot of ground to cover here.
All right, hang on one second here. If you want to get yourself... all right. Someone from the phone room want to help me out here?
Pick a card, any card.
Any card will do. All right, the book is going to Tom in West Hurley, New York.
Congratulations, Tom. You're going to love it. All right. Hey, let's, you know what? Let's plug the premium some more.
Plug away.
But wait a minute. I got to look. I got something queued up, but I forgot what it is.
Well, go ahead.
No.
I was just going to remind, as you queue it up, to call 1-800-989-9368 or to pledge online at WFMU.org. Keep the blues alive.
All right,
that's what I say.
Here's a stunner from James Brown from the soundtrack to the motion picture, Black Caesar. Call 800-989-9368. Pledge online, WFMU.org. It's Weekly World Blues.
New York City's all right. But I want to go home. Let me tell you, I want to go home. Is it all right if a man needs to go home? I don't believe you understand me. I want to go home. Let me be proud of where I came from when I go home. I know we want to go home. Memphis Slim said, feeling low down, act like a clown. I really don't know what to do, what to do. Feeling so blue, just thinking of you.
It's like I can do that to the fans.
I wonder just where you could be. You could be feeling so blue, just messing around with the blues, with the blues, with the blues, with the blues, with the blues.
Let me remind you that the fellas we say we're down and out in New York City. We're down and out in New York City.
And she don't run around at night. Yeah, you know Katie made a good girl. Folks, and she don't run around at night. sure you can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. Yeah, you know I try to give that woman everything in the world she needs. That's why she don't do nothing but lay up in the bed and read. You know she walks just like she got all the world in her backyard. Yes, you never hear that woman hooting, hollering, crying and talking about these times being hard. She must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she must be a T-model fool. Yeah, you know she got the shape all right, but she can't carry no heavy load. Goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words that I got to say. I say goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie May. These are the last words I got to say. Yes, if I don't see you tomorrow, I hope I'll meet you early the next day.
Down on my knees and pray, Jesus, won't you come?
Hey, it's WFMU, home of the Lightning Hopkins twofer. We heard a beautiful thing called Needed Time. That's from the soundtrack of the... That's sort of the opening theme of the motion picture Sounder, which Taj Mahal did the soundtrack for. And I think he sort of threw Lightning Hopkins some work and some
exposure. Oh, that was for
there.
The movie, too.
That was for... That
wow,
was
that's so cool. That,
specifically
that sounded,
for the movie.
That sounded great.
And then we heard Katie May, which is on the Lightning Strums the Blues LP that's part of the 3-LP package. And Third Man, Katie May, she walks like she got oil wells in her backyard. That was, and in fact, let's pour one out for David Johansen, because that was one of the ones he covered with David Johansen and the Harry Smiths.
Oh, wow.
And we heard James Brown with Like It Is, Like It Was from Black Caesar. I just love that one. I love that piano solo where he's singing along with himself.
I got to give it up for a blues show that has James Brown, Lightning Hopkins, and segues into a David Johansen reference that makes perfect sense.
The Yardbirds.
Hats off, man.
Yeah. So, Nate, we got some people to thank.
Oh, my goodness. We have so many people to thank.
Okay.
Let me just add this phone pledge per my duties.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
And we've got Alex in San Francisco, California. Says, for one of the greatest shows on WFMU.
Thank you, Alex.
Steven in Montclair.
Montclair.
Checking in with a grand prize premium level pledge.
Wonderful.
We discussed that one earlier. My apologies. We've got Anthony B. in Woodbridge.
Thanks a lot.
Checking in with a premium size pledge. Host of the Nazario Scenario here on WFMU.
Get
Amanda. She says the blues come in so many different ways. But it's kind of hard to explain, and Matt explains them all.
Yes, I mansplain the blues here every
well
week.
Well said.
Yeah.
That was a well said by her.
Yes. Yeah, no, not by me.
Michelle in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Michelle.
Jay in Kingston, New York.
Hey, is that JSG?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Checking in with a very nice pledge. We have Rich in Wedding River, New York.
Oh.
Never knew how much I loved the blues until I got them weekly and worldwide.
All right.
We've got Mara in Richmond, Virginia. Weekly World Blues is her favorite.
Thank you, Mara.
We've got Pete G., who I think you may know from Brooklyn.
Oh, Pete? Yeah.
He said he woke up this morning with those Gotta Pledge Blues in
nice.
The key of E. Great show,
and
Matt.
He listened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
Our friend Adam L. in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Checking in.
Adam of 50 Miles of Elbow
Room. Yes, keeping the blues alive in
Thanks,
his own
Adam.
Way as well.
I'm so flattered that a fellow of his sort of acumen for this sort of thing is that he digs the show.
Yes,
really.
It is a vote of confidence.
It means the world to me.
Absolutely, yeah. That's so cool. We've got Mary in Austin, Colorado. To all the DJs, thank you for your service.
On behalf of all the DJs, I accept. Thanks
and,
a lot.
We've got Carl in Everett, Washington, checking in with a very generous pledge. He'll be in the running for our grand prize.
Alrighty.
And our own Michelle.
Michelle with one L?
Yeah, there's one L there. I only see one L.
Hot diggity.
Checking in with a very generous pledge, I should have.
I'm going to follow Michelle with one L's lead. I co-hosted her show the other day, and she did this amazing thing where she was like, all right, I want a giant pledge from somebody. And like 10 minutes later, we had a $5,000 pledge.
All right, what do you want to go for?
Smash the goal. Let's...
$1,000?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take $1,000.
$1,000.
Let's get a
four-digit
pledge.
Let's get a $1,000 pledge. Any four-digit pledge will do starting at $1,000.
I know one of you rich mofos is just sort of waiting around.
There's got
to
be a CEO out there who plays and gives the blues.
Yeah. James Dolan.
Yeah.
Are you listening? All right, let's hear a couple more things from the grand prize while we still got time, and then we'll come back and give that away. And man, the hour just flies by, don't it?
All right, 800-989-9368.
All right, here is one of my all-time favorites. It's the Memphis Jug Band. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org. Get in the running.
Okay. catch a battleship across the doggone sea.
What you going over there for, boy?
I'm going to Newport News, mama. Gonna catch a battleship across the doggone sea.
What you going to do?
I love the woman that I'm loving. Great God, partner, do not care for me.
What kind of woman is that?
And she got a man on a man, done got a keen man on her she can keep. She got a man on a man, done got a keen man on her she can keep.
How much? How much?
Keen man has got no buggy, great God, partner, just can't keep it in.
What you gonna do with her?
Find out you rich your easy roller, find a one little land cute like mine. I sure do want. Find out you rich your easy roller, find a one little cute like mine. For every turn she walks, launches your brain that sack to town.
I sure wanna see her.
A son lures to leave his home. Angel laid him away. Angel laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angel laid him away. Kind friends, oh, ain't it hard to see poor lures in a new graveyard. Angel laid him away. Bob shot once and Lewis shot two. They shot four. Collins shot him through and through. Angel laid him away. Angel laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angel laid him away. Collins weep, Mrs. Collins moan, to see her son Lewis leave his home. Angel laid him away. Angel laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angel laid him away. When they heard that Lewis was dead, all the people people they dressed in red. Angel laid him away. Angel laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. Angel laid him away.
That's just about all we got time for. Mississippi John Hurt with Lewis Collins. That's on the Third Man Mississippi John Hurt LP, which is part of our grand prize, along with the Memphis Jug Band. Man, that's such a good one. Newport News Blues. And also you get the Lightnin' Hopkins Strums of the Blues. We heard Katie May from that a little earlier, and we didn't have time to play anything else because the show's only an hour.
That was a pretty good, 9-10 songs they got there, though.
Yeah, there was so much more from the premium I wanted to get to. Particularly, I don't know if you've ever seen Pasolini's Gospel According to St. Matthew, which is
I have not.
It's like his life of Jesus.
Right, right.
But, like, as you can imagine, it's Pasolini, right, so it's Jesus is a real, like, commie agitator, you know. But it uses that Blind Willie Johnson, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground.
The basis for the soundtrack to Paris, Texas, too.
That's right. And it's used in the crucifixion scene. It's a very haunting, amazing
effect. I'm
going
to have to check that out.
Yeah, if you love the movies, you got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, if you wanted to hear more from Matt's Premium, there's a very easy solution to that. You pledge $75, you get your own copy, you listen to as many songs as you want, as often as you want.
And again, it's like a cart before the horse thing with the cover art. I mean, Bill Graff.
Oh, I love that.
He outdid himself this year, the title card.
The Warner Brothers logo, I'm like envious of it. There's nothing I can really do to have the WWB, but I'm like, let me rename my show so I can use that logo.
That guy, I mean, I may have mentioned this on the air before, but the first time I met with him to design my premium, he did one I did called Crackers.
I remember. I was just going to say, did he do Crackers?
It was all white artists, and it looked like a premium saltines box and a cracker with the, like, apparition of Elvis on it. And basically, I was like, so I described it. I was like, this is what I want. Do you think you can pull that off? And he just looks me dead in the eye, and he says, I can do anything.
Awesome.
And he was right.
Well, I think we should thank a couple more people and then give this prize away.
We
got 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we
got
to make way
for
the
Lee Radio Girl in Nutley checking in. We've got Anthony in New York, New York.
Anthony.
We've got Joseph in Pittsburgh, PA.
Hey, that's your stompy old stuff.
Yes, it is. Checking in with a premium size plus pledge. We've got our own Roger.
From Double Dip Recent.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. Checking in. Weekly World Blues is the best radio show name ever, except
thanks,
perhaps Inflatable Squirrel Carcass.
Well,
incidentally, he'll be coming up in this seat in just a moment, Mr. Rich Hazelton.
Rich is co-hosting for Hockey Talk Radio.
We got 1 minute left here, and we've got a few rings going. I don't want to leave anybody out of this grand prize, but we got to give this away very, very soon. We've got Roberta in Wall Township, eligible for the grand prize.
Roberta, I ain't mad at you.
You know
don't
what?
Be mad at me.
Thank you. You're tuned to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. It's on every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Special show once again tonight. I've got my buddy Michael Shelley here, my colleague and longtime friend, Michael Shelley.
Hey, buddy.
Who will be co-hosting for me tonight because it's week two of the WFMU fundraising marathon, and we are attempting to make up the last 300 grand or so that we're still short. Got through the end of this weekend.
It is interesting. As a station, we are at 80% of our station-wide goal. That's our budget for the entire calendar, the next 12 months. And somehow we're at 80% with just 2.5 days to go. Do the math.
Yeah, so we need your help. 800-989-9368, the pledge line. We have volunteers standing by to answer the telephones. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. We have volunteers standing by to pick up printed out cards from the computer printer. But we need you and your generosity.
Mr. Funwine, I know you've got some great prizes. What's the first prize on the that we're giving out to folks who pledge 800-989-9368?
Well, we're going to be giving away this Numero Group eccentric soul compilation called Consolidated Productions Volume 1. Yeah, they do great work at Numero Group, based in Chicago. Fantastic reissue label.
Yes.
And this one focuses on a group of L.A. labels, soul labels, run by a gentleman named Mel Alexander. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from there, and it's going to be an experiment because I'm going to have to use YouTube to play them. I've never done that on the show before, but we'll experience it together. 800-989-9368. We'll have the drawing for that about half past. So get in on that drawing. $20 or higher pledge at 800-989-9368. Or online at WFMU.org, we'll get you in the running. We also have a premium CD that I made called Cool You Out. It's a collection of soulful popcorn records from my collection. I'll be speaking to Michael more about that,
yeah,
because he has informed me that he needs some definitions here. So let's hear a track from that popcorn
CD. So this is popcorn music we're about to hear.
Yeah, we're hearing it right now in the background. Oh. I would call this kind of a jazz R&B popcorn instrumental. I'll define everything later. But let's hear a track from the CD that's yours for a $75 or higher donation at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. One of 25 tracks on my Cool You Out compilation here is Candy Reed.